Welcome back to the Fleming Foundation and our ongoing occasional series on Corona. And Dr. Fleming is, as usual, our guest.
Hello, Stephen.
You're no longer composing poetry along the lines of Corona, are you?
Well, I've actually got a longer version, but we'll have to see.
Okay. Well, today I wanted to talk about two specific aspects that I think are relevant for you, because it seems as though the United States is either opening up or has opened in for several states, whereas we are preparing to come out of house arrest here on Monday, and it'll be the first time in 8 weeks that I will not be required to show my papers should I be stopped. What a strange feeling of freedom we have ahead of us, Dr. Fleming. So I'd like to start with the idea of state politics. I think perhaps people might, not just in the United States, but worldwide, been alerted to the idea that apparently the question of how the United States is governed was not settled in 1865?
Well, not entirely. That's an interesting road that we're probably not going to walk down very far today. But you know, the clause of the Constitution, the article that's always cited, is the 14th Amendment, which is supposed to give equal rights to everybody. It doesn't matter where they come from, who they are, previous condition of servitude. And in fact, if you look over the debate over the 14th Amendment and the arguments put forward by the people who introduced an earlier version of it as a congressional law, they specifically denied that it would do any of the things which the courts have ruled that it does today. In other words, it was supposed to give rights of contract law to former slaves. They specifically denied giving them rights to vote or sit on juries because they didn't have such rights in the northeastern states. Why would all of a sudden they pass an amendment forcing the southern states to give them that? It's been a long march through American institutions to get us to the point that the federal government can seize control of state governments when it likes. Now, in theory, Donald Trump, under the Federal Emergency Management Act, could actually do a lot more than he has done. And when Governor Cuomo of New York State says, you know, you're not the king, you're not the dictator, you're just the president. Well, actually, that's not entirely true. Under FEMA, by the way, the provisions of which are largely unknown even to the congressman who voted on it, under FEMA, for example, the president can declare that the country is now regionalized and state governments are under the control of regional commissars. For example, a terrible plague, a terrible war, catastrophic conditions. And actually, some aspects of FEMA have been invoked during this crisis. So if Trump wanted to do so, he could basically tell Chris Cuomo's older brother to stuff it.
Right. He said that he could respond, I'm not the king, I'm the emperor.
Right. Exactly. I mean, the power is there. And kooky right-wingers have for years been warning about FEMA and what it might mean. Once I saw a crazed film someone sent me, a guy dressed in a paramilitary uniform like he was a mercenary, and he said, you know, under FEMA, there is a plan to enlist the Crips and Bloods of Los Angeles as police keeping force. So I thought, this guy is really a kook. So about 6 months later, I was sitting in the airport bar in San Francisco, and there were terrible fires in California, including LA. And there was this funny report on, well, under the Federal Emergency Management Act, members of the gang community in Los Angeles, specifically units of the Crips and the Bloods, are being enlisted to help control the situation. And I thought, am I losing my mind? So I went back to my office, you know, the next day, and I came in, I checked in, you know, that particular broadcast never took place, apparently, because it was gone. Now, I hate to sound like Alex Jones, but that was a bizarre, and that confirmed that this lunatic who had sent me his little video was actually telling the truth. So anyway, there's this huge amount, but the fact is that on a practical basis, the states have different marriage laws, they have different traffic laws. I mean, Europeans always say, well, you don't mean that what's a crime in one state is not a crime in another? And I say, I do mean. You mean you can get executed for something in one state, but get 20 years in the pen in another? Exactly. And I said, you know, they've tried to nationalize the speeding laws. Jimmy Carter did that, but there was pushback. So in general, In general, the states retain a great deal of authority on managing their own affairs, including how they manage even federal elections. So at this point, different state governors are taking different approaches. As would be expected, Democratic state governors are using this as an occasion to beat up on the White House and make fun of Donald Trump. And the typical Republican is running for cover because they don't want to be associated with Donald Trump. But here in Illinois, whose governor, J.B. Pritzker, is one of the richest and the fattest men in American political life. I mean, he's really amazing. He's about 5'5". It looks like he's over 300. I mean, you know, by the way, somebody should warn him that fat people are dying like flies because apparently your fat cells feed the coronavirus. And so, you know, if we really...
You're reminding me of that scene from the Comedy of Errors, Dr. Fleming, in which one of the characters describes the wife of someone as a globe, and then he says, Ireland is here, and America is here, and France is here. So he must be a fairly substantial man from what you're saying.
Yeah, he's also heir to the Marriott fortune and has made a huge amount of money in investments on his own. And meanwhile, while saying everybody has to stay in place, don't leave your house except for an essential emergency, somebody had the nerve to ask him, well, Governor Pritzker, is it true your wife has gone to live in your Florida compound surrounded by Hollywood stars? And, you know, his answer was, it's reprehensible even to raise that question. I see.
Yes, mayor of Chicago was asked pointedly if she had gotten a haircut.
Yeah.
And she said that she felt like she needed one. Of course, one rule for us and another rule for them.
Well, there's a picture of her hairdresser cutting her hair. You know, they're all smiling. They're so happy. Neil Ferguson, who is called, you know, the Dr. Death and Dr. Shutdown in England.
Is more like Dr. Dead Wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, predicting all these things. Guess who has been being visited by his mistress across town, who has to go all the way across London to shack up with him when he feels the urge?
I mean, right, and when she's not with her husband, I think.
Yeah,
that's the other thing.
Yeah.
A lot of the comments on Twitter, predictably, Dr. Fleming, were about how the professor was decidedly punching above his weight, and good on him. What we saw in Michigan, Dr. Fleming, the idea of armed civilians storming a state capitol, lawmakers wearing bulletproof vests, there's all the drama here, but is it just a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing?
Right now, there are three classes of Americans. There are the people who put up signs in the yard saying, stay home, I don't want to die. And people who actually yell at you if you don't wear a mask in a grocery store. I have a friend whose children called her because she was having her 89-year-old mother over for a birthday party. And the children made a conference call telling her she was threatening her mother's life. Now, the truth is, you know who threatens their mother's life? The people who put their old folks in retirement homes and nursing homes. Before we started getting totally bogus numbers from the CDC and from the various states, because now you don't have to test positive for corona. If you die of a respiratory illness in most states, that will be put down as a coronavirus death. I mean, this is complete fraud. But setting that aside, let's just say there are 50,000 deaths. Well, you know, 20,000 of them are in nursing homes. Can you build extended care facilities? You want to kill Granny. The best way to do it, not just because of corona, but because of everything else that goes on in those places. Sometimes it is, of course, necessary. But if you think just sticking an old lady to die alone in a nursing home where they cannot be visited by their children, cannot be tended to by in any normal human way, that's what you're supposed to do as an American, having your mother at a birthday party is supposed to be evil. Now, that's one group, and that's a huge group, but it's half the state of California, probably. Then, on the other hand, there's this small kook right group who want to run around in your face, yelling and screaming about the Constitution. And
they've been waiting for this day, Dr. Fleming. Yeah. They've been waiting for this day.
They've been waiting for this day as eager as Dr. Tony Fauci has been waiting for the chance to pretend to be a man. and exercise power. In the middle, there are a huge number of Americans, maybe a small majority, who don't like this, wish it would go away, understand that some prudent gestures for an old geezer like me should be taken. In general, this thing is way off base. Having violent confrontation with state governors and mayors, all that's going to do is reinforce the impression that if you stand up to the government on this, then you, like David Koresh and his people, should be shot down like dogs.
Mm. And it's interesting to see where people are choosing to fight their battles. There, you'll see videos on Twitter about Californians wanting the right to go back to the beach, Dr.
Yes.
Fleming. And as they rush the surf with their surfboards, the victory and cries of freedom ring throughout the Twittersphere.
Well, that is California. I hope it has a Beach Boys soundtrack. You know, the latest scientific evidence, after they were all tired of making fun of Donald Trump about this, ultraviolet light and dampness and heat apparently destroy the coronavirus. So in other words, a hot beach day in South Carolina, you are safe. So going to the beach is actually about, you know, where it's hot.
Not just
damp.
Safe, but medicinal, Dr. Fleming.
Yes, that's right.
Although not to go too far down the conspiracy track, Dr. Fleming, but it is interesting that hydrochloroquine, whatever the substance is, has been pulled off the market by the manufacturers once it was found to be helpful. Can't imagine that there'd be a coordinated reason for that.
I have a daughter. She's diabetic. She had lupus. She had seizures. She was dead for 20 minutes in the hospital. One of the medicines she's been on is this very quinine derivative medicine to prevent seizures. Interestingly, they do a lot of heart testing on her because it's well known that if you overdose on this, you have an arrhythmic heart. The drug is well understood, and they know how to counter these symptoms. And by the way, it's usually the people who have got seriously ill or died have all taken massive overdoses without any instruction from a doctor. The drug is not all that dangerous. And look, the people who need to take it are people who are at death's door. Now, the medical establishment has said, oh, use ventilators. Come to the emergency room and use ventilators. You know what the death rate is? It's about 95%. 95% of the people put on those ventilators die. The ventilators don't kill them. It's simply they don't do any good. It's too late. And so the idea that grandma can't have a drug because it might cause heart arrhythmia, grandma's not going to be around for two more days. Sensible people, and for example, people in countries where they're totally ignorant of medicine, like Switzerland. In Switzerland, they use this. And in other advanced Western European countries, it is the most prescribed drug to combat the coronavirus around the world.
When you referred to grandma in nursing homes, Dr. Fleming, I couldn't help but think of about something that's starting to be highlighted. I think one of the positive things about a lot of information being shared is that people who have some brains to think are digging through the numbers themselves, and they're finding out that the deaths caused by surgeries that were scheduled to happen that didn't happen, by treatments that were supposed to happen that didn't happen, and people are passing away, these are, in a certain sense, collateral damage, are also in their own way coronavirus deaths, are they not, Dr. Fleming?
Well, not to mention the number of suicides and homicides that are taking place and that are not getting very well reported on. But in one day, after a lockdown at a military base, two soldiers killed themselves, you know, and domestic violence cases are in places like Rockford and Chicago are up about 50%. Not to mention the strain on, you know, people are not allowed to go to hospitals, as you say, because they're restricted. I need probably an operation on my knee, but they won't give me they don't want to give me an MRI to see what has to be reattached because, well, you know, we don't want to overstrain hospital resources. So I'm sitting here waiting. Now, I don't really want this operation, and I'll probably do anything to avoid it. So I'm not pressing the issue, and I don't blame my doctor at all. My doctor said, if you insist on it, then that's fine. But the point is that people with a lot more serious problems than I have are delaying a so-called elective surgery. Well, who's making the election? Many people are very ill, and they're afraid. Quite rightly, they're afraid to go to emergency rooms, because you know what happens when you go to a hospital? It's full of sick people.
Well, you know. If we're to believe all the videos, it seems like they're full of dancing nurses.
dancing so nurses the carrying corpses and laughing.
Right. The big danger that you have in going to the hospital these days is you'll be asked to be part of a choreographed number. will this bode, Dr. Fleming, a change in November for the first time in maybe many, many decades, a focus on states' issues in November, that people are going to be focused on gubernatorial and state senator and legislative elections versus the national?
I'd like to think that, but everyone I've ever known in politics, they may talk a game about states' rights, but that means they want to get the right man elected president who put a states' rights judge on the Supreme Court bench. We'll see. I think I would hope that a lot of governors, like the governor of Michigan and the governor of Illinois, are going to get tossed out for their arrogance and their duplicity. Cuomo, who has been as bad as any of them, is apparently among the most popular Democrats in the United States. And there's an undercover mission to replace Joe Biden with Andrew Cuomo.
This was a presentation of the Fleming Foundation.